to wake up in Cape Town. The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Smile, 90.4 FM.
Emmy-nominated actor, Sama-nominated musician, Neil Sandilands is here. It is incredible to have, like I said, a calibre of this type of artiste in studio with us. Mm. And a new album drops this coming Friday.
That's right.
How, when, and did you have time to put this together?
Oh, my God, yeah. Let me try and do it justice. We had this small window. That album happened in 2 weeks, 3 days, from recording to mastering. Now, having said that, it's not like, even in my free time, then sit a copy stupid tokkel and this was the lyric and also. And I am thrilled about what came out of it, because with the previous ones, I perhaps a little bit more overthinking and layeredness and whatnot. But there's something, you know, like the music of CCR, for example. Ooh. It's just like three chords and the truth. Yeah. There you go.
Raw.
So that happened. And then my dear friend, Theo Krause from the Nude Girls, it seems to be the end of an era for Belleville Studios in Durbanville.
Wow.
That particular studio.
Yeah.
So he's going on, but it's going to shift. So that would have been the last album that was ever recorded there. And sy naam is Land en Sand. And I kom hierdie Vrydag.
Dis
kom hy uit. Is lekker. And there's a part tunes daar op Gooi Kole, which I think is a sort of is going to sit dead center with die keiergatte van die wêreld. And then Hepzibah. Uh-huh. It was amazing. I tell you what it was. When I was at Gifberg in Namakoland, I met friends of mine, muso friends, and they got this lovely 2-year-old daughter, and her name is Hepzibah. What a incredible name, right? Yeah. And I got back, and I had this little riff, and I started writing. Oh, she gave me a mega pink klein Lego blokkie. But I can my karikie moet saamreig. So I made up this tune about her, and it came out something like the Rolling Stones' Sympathy for the Devil kind of vibe, but with that Hepzibah, you know, it's lovely. So I'm super excited about it. And then it also goes hand in hand with the tour, which I also want to say, no, that came from, I know, it was, this is fantastic, like the people and the band sort of suggested, why don't we do that again, because we did that last year, against the grain of everything, I mean, middle of the winter, squirrel vacancy and whatnot, what are you guys even thinking, and we had a whale of a time, and this time we're doing it again, but we're doing it dublo. Going 40 days, 40 nights through the interior of South Africa. Next week, Thursday, the 27th of June, we play the Oom Muil for the Cape Town people. May I say this?
Yeah.
The Oom Muil in die Parel. Die 27ste. Die 28ste is ons by die Boer in Durbanville. Die 29ste, die aand, is ons in Riebe Kasteel by Café Felix. En die sonnig is ons by die koelkamers in Paternoster. Dan los ons julle allemaal vir eers. Dan moet julle die Kaap oppas. Want dan gaan ons al die pad, ons gaan ook keep Uppington oor, en dan ons verste noordelike punt is Tzaneen, en dan kom ons terug weer na die centras toe, Johannesburg, Pretoria, en dan gaan ons via die Ooskaap, Port Elizabeth, en I got it right, Gqeberha.
I got it.
And then we finishing off back here in Cape Town with two shows at the Daisy Jones on the 3rd of August and the 4th of August at the Alma Café in Kaapstad. We put Ronan Skillen, I'm going to collect him next week from Ireland. He's flying in. He's joining us again. So it's the four-piece Skull Cubert, Frank Freeman, Ronan Skillen, and Fricky. You know. And it's kick-ass. It's a really delightful thing to be able to deliver work in the ensemble, and the audience is so much part of that. You know, it's not we don't set. It's not so set that we just do our thing. You know, there's a really lovely engagement that happens with these places. In Burgersdorp last year, it was fascinating because the tannies they painted out the tennis icy forms and then our fat cook of it for Kuurkoor, and it's this activation that happens because a lot of our places for Alani Platteland. Mm. You know, they kind of sadly neglected.
Sure.
So we do our damnedest to take work of a high sort of as good as we can get it and bring the stories and the music to the people.
Sure.
Ladies and gents, album is out this coming Friday. We will remind you, as in typical Cape Town fashion, next week to go and see this man and his ensemble perform live, because just like that, say Opat, and he's out of town and gone until the August. And when he's back in town, we shall be do such by reminding you of if there are tickets available for you to get your backside on a chair and at a table and bring the gist, bring the vibe and the energy to give back to this man who gives so much to us with his talents. Neil Sandilands, it has been such a huge honor to have you on the show this morning. Thank you for taking the only 3 days in the probably in a year that you have left to yourself to share one of them with us. We are all honored, and may the album be everything that you put into it. May it give it all back to you with all the love and adoration from us, the people that love your work.
Never has there been five letters more appropriately behind your left ear. Smile.
Oh, yeah.
Follow us on Instagram @RyanO'ConnellBreakfastShow.